Hi, this is Chef Ron Ben Israel, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN. Sweet dreams are
made of these. 720 WGN, on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And on the line with us is truly one of the all-time greats. Cake fans will know him from his great work with Martha Stewart on Food Network and magazines around the world. And, of course, for making the most amazing wedding and event cakes on this or any other planet. He is the maestro of cake, the sweet genius himself, Chef Ron Ben Israel. Welcome to WGN.
Can I have this on tape as our greeting when people call the bakery? You're so good in introductions. I don't want to be introduced ever by anybody else.
Well, you know what? No, Chef, think about this. Remember, you know, in boxing, Michael Buffer used to say, let's get ready to rumble. You know, he was the guy that had to do it. Maybe I could be your official personal introducer.
You're hired, but you wouldn't say rumble with a cake, so let's ready to taste, or let's ready to eat, or let's ready to indulge.
Let's ready to ice.
There you go.
It was really nice. Well, this
you
is
know, the original title of Sweet Genius that we thought about was iced, meaning that you ice a cake, but also you get iced off the show.
Oh,
Sweet Genius one.
A little bit of a double entendre there, but you know what? When they could name it Sweet Genius, and then you could become, you know, kind of the physical embodiment of it. I don't know that they intended for it to be a moniker that kind of stuck with you, but it totally fits. And you know, when the bat signal comes out, you know, the Ron Ben Israel bat signal is up in the sky. People need you. You know, these are exciting times. It's holiday time. I wanted to ask in New York. Of course, you're doing so many holiday cakes. You have the entire world celebrating, but it isn't, you know, known so much for wedding cakes. Is it busier now, or is it busy or wedding season, or is New York always busy?
It's always busy. You know, when I started making cakes, especially for weddings, but also special occasions, we had two big seasons, the fall starting September through October, and then we had May and June. But now weddings are spreading all around. We have few weddings on New Year's Eve where people combine the personal celebration with the whole family and friends coming over. New York all around us, and people stay over and make a big weekend out of it. So there are no more limitations, and people getting married in, you know, if you have a Jewish holiday, people will get married there. If you have a Christian holiday, there's no stopping. People like to celebrate.
You know, they like to celebrate, and they celebrate with the cakes, and they know and love. They want to kind of follow in your frosting footsteps.
You're good.
If you will.
Frosting footsteps. Let me savor that.
But here's the thing. So obviously with the cakes themselves, but education, the experience things, people are doing that more and more. We talked a little bit about the classes off the air before we got on, and that is an exciting thing. You know, here in Chicago, Michael Jordan, great basketball player, one of the all-time greats, but he wasn't necessarily tried his hand at coaching. He wasn't a great teacher. Sometimes when people have a true gift, you know, like you do, it's sort of mysterious even to them, and it's hard to translate it to other people. So on the classes side, how do you handle that? You get people in. I'm sure some are more talented or more, you know, capable than others. How do you handle the teaching side?
It's a very interesting observation. But, you know, the reason the classes started is I wasn't necessarily looking to teach, but I needed to develop employees because I was working by myself and it wasn't logical anymore. It wasn't sustainable. So I needed to find people who will work with me in the same style and share the same values. So I started teaching at what was then the French Culinary Institute downtown Manhattan. It's now called the International Culinary Center. And I would have the students come and help me. And that's how I grew the business and the brand. So to this day, I look at teaching as something that I benefit from, not only honing my skills, but communicating and training the next generation. It's very rewarding, and it's very practical as well.
It's the kind of thing, and not everybody gets into even the classes to somehow have this be their life or their career or their vocation. They just kind of want to learn things. I mean, the food fan today just loves to have that kind of immersive experience, and I think to be able to take it with you would be great. Now, you mentioned off the air that this is an extensive thing. This isn't just get in there and, you know, maybe an hour and have a glass of wine and have some fun. You can certainly do that.
Right.
You really get a lot of knowledge out of this.
Right. So what I do is, we don't call the classes amateur, but they're really open to everyone. So anybody who wants to put 3 days immersive experience is welcome. And you'll be surprised. Some people call themselves professionals, and they're actually less open to learn new tricks. And then you have some people who are come to me and say, we're amateurs, but they end up the next three geniuses. So anyone is welcome as long as they want to experience.
I think that is what is going on the gift-giving side, too. It's always one. I always think about it, and probably, Chef, you fall down on this, too. It's not necessarily either or, but and. But from away from material possessions and more into experiences, and if you are a fan of cake, if you are a fan of food, this would be one of those once-in-a-lifetime kind of experiences to get in there and do it. So before we let you go, we're going to have the website up and all that so people can maybe give that during the holiday time. People can make their way to New York, or certainly, you know, we have a big reach, and people can see it and learn a little bit. As well, one of the amazing things that you do outside of the techniques, and I know that that is it, is that you are able to sit down and we talked about kind of honing those employees and shaping that next generation of people at Ron Ben Israel Cakes, is kind of taking what it is, whether it's disjointed thoughts or ideas or hopes or dreams from people when they sit down and transforming that into exactly what they want. How hard is that? How hard is that for you to share with your employees, that whole kind of, you know, where you sit down, you listen, and then you kind of take it all in and out pops magic.
Out pops magic. It's another one of Dane's pearls of the English language. I just want to say that it's not always a very logical process. You know, we prepare a lot. There are written instructions for people to take home, lots of samples, and we work side by side. But there is the magic that happens, and I always try to analyze it, and I fail. You know, it's something that people feel. Now, I approach it very logically. I was dancing for many years, and I still train. So I look a lot at the posture of the students who come in, the way they sit, the way they handle themselves. And we talk a lot about the use of the hands and the use of the shoulders and the neck, because when you're stressed and the shoulders are tight, you won't be able to produce good sugar flowers or ice a cake properly. So I try to analyze it, and I try to pass it on. But ultimately what happens is sort of a miracle. You know, out of powdered sugar and some water and vegetable gums, you have a rose. So, and everybody has it a little different. The sugar flowers can be very expressive, and the way you position them on a cake, it's just a personal expression.
You know, when it comes to the clients and you're trying to take some of the stuff, you're taking yourself, right, and you're building all of kind of that love into it and the influences that you've had with your family, and you've shared all of those kind of things. When clients come in or customers come in, do you ever kind of build in, especially at the holiday time, maybe build in some of your own memories or little techniques or things based around either your mom or your family that maybe even the clients don't even know?
Yes. Oh, you would be so good in cakes. I wish you would come here and work with me. Because the whole, you know, of course we have portfolios and we have a huge digital catalog online and we have samples and we serve cake here. But really what's important is creating a personal connection with the celebrants. And therefore, I encourage them to talk about themselves by sharing some anecdotes about myself. You know, and the parents many times come and friends and unfortunately, there may be some tensions and interactions between the celebrants because it's a stressful time to organize such a big event. So then I'll tell them a little bit about my parties and what I do for myself and what I like, and they open up and feel much more comfortable.
When it comes to that kind of recommendation, the things that brings people in, is so many years of doing things in a great and a big way. The reputation is there. You're a legend in the business. And there is nothing more powerful, I think, than word of mouth or a trusted endorsement. But now you have gone even further. The social media side, I want to talk about this because you guys are so good at this, whether it's, you know, Twitter or Facebook, and certainly Instagram, I think, is really your jam, right? It's the medium where, because I think it falls into that whole, like, you know it when you see it, and a picture is worth a thousand words. I mean, talk about how social media has changed what it is you do and how you're able to really kind of share what it is and how you do it with everyone immediately.
Well, you know, I'm building up Instagram myself. That's my baby now. And it's amazing the reaction we get, but I always maintain that it's about the content. there is a side of Instagram that I dislike, which is very artificial, where you just pose for the camera. And I follow a lot of other designers in the fashion world, in the floral world, and you see when they post real content, when you have, like in our blog, for instance, which just launched last week, we're trying to bring not even just pictures of cakes, but what's the meaning behind it. So even though Instagram is very flashy and you see little pictures and you scroll on your phone, the idea is to show more about it. So I like to show behind the scenes. I like to show the people who make the cakes, introduce my employees. But it's never artificial. It always has integrity and content. And we're seeing it now that we launched a blog, which is called As the Cake Turns.
Nice.
How many hundreds of people log, and it's going to grow, because we're trying to find something different. We're almost philosophizing of the meaning of cake, how it relates to fashion, how it relates to celebration. There's so many things that I want to expand, and we don't have enough space on Instagram. So Instagram is the quick photo, and then you can go on to the blog and the website. But let me just repeat it. It's just like your interviews. Without having some content, some personal interaction, and giving, contributing content, it will be very boring. We will just be complimenting each other the whole day. But we are really talking about things that are important to us and to the world, ultimately. Cake is important for the world.
Yeah, well, obviously, it is the thing with which we celebrate around it. We tailor it to the celebrations as well. I think that, you know, on the Instagram, like a lot of times, they're static photos, but what it is it shows, and I'm sure for clients that come in, there are things that they see that you have done that they would never be able to get through, kind of, you know, if they're flipping through a book, you know, for a certain amount of time in a pressured situation, being there on site, and just the technique. Sometimes I see those things, Chef. I'm like, I didn't know that was even possible.
Yes. And we discover all the time, you know, one of the greatest way to invent new things is to make mistakes. And we have a sign on the refrigerator here in the kitchen, always make new mistakes. So, you know, once I splattered some silver and gold container on the tabletop, and it hit a cake, and it created a whole new effect. So now we combine this splatter techniques on live cakes, and it looks amazing. It looks like a modern art piece.
See,
so it came out of a mistake.
So, well, here's the thing. This is the double-edged sword of it all, right? You can make a mistake, and then people are going to see it. They're going to want it, right? Or they see some of the things that you're done, and they come in, they say, I want that. How do you find yourself, or is this even an issue? Or do you just kind of steer them through the consultation process into kind of making something that is truly unique? But do you have people coming and say, I saw that, I want it, it's perfect, and you find yourself making a lot of the same cakes?
There's always a variation because the numbers change. I love working with grays. It's been about 2-3 years now that we introduced gray icing, but we have a color wheel, and there are hundreds of different shades of gray. Gray can be warm, it can be cold, it can be bluish or purplish. So ultimately, each client will choose their own specific shade of purple. But I can give you an example. Yesterday we had two separate brides planning their winter weddings. And one of them worked in a very interesting way. She eliminated the cake design she did not like. So that was very engaging because we went through hundreds of photos and we kept narrowing down until we found out a direction. The other bride that came later was totally the opposite. She loved everything. So we had to play with it. You know, together we played and she said, well, I like this and I like this and I like this. So I had to start closing the books and sketching from scratch. And then I showed her how the vision can come together. And I collected elements that she liked, and we came up with a brand new thing. So both appointments were very fruitful and entertaining and engaging. And both brides will get unique cakes that they're only for them. Nobody else will have exactly the same.
You know, and at their event, and especially for weddings, right, it's this whole thing, it's got to be perfect, it's got to be unique, it's got to be them. One of the things, it's another kind of double-edged sword that you have, is you're creating probably one of the most honored guests at the event is your cake. It isn't just a, you know, something on the side, something with candles to blow. You're creating celebrities in the cake right there. And I read online a little bit where, you know, some of the reviews where there was a line of people, you know, 100 deep just to take pictures of the cake, of themselves with the cake. Do you ever worry? Because you know this, right? With the brides, you know, they specifically, we hear about the bridesmaid dresses have to be, you know, in sort of way so that they don't outshine the bride. Do you ever have to kind of tone down the awesome, you know, because you don't want to overshadow
everybody likes, you know, everybody enjoys having unique items in their weddings. And obviously, I'm not a shy person, and the cake shouldn't be shy. They could be maybe held back because that's the desire of the celebrant. But we're part of the occasion, and the cake also is a very dramatic presentation because it's the last ceremony of the evening where the bride and groom or the celebrants come together and cut the first slice of the cake, feed each other, kiss with a mouthful of our cake. Hopefully they enjoy it, and then they will because they chose it, and then the cake is shared by all the guests, and that's a wonderful way to participate.
We're letting the listeners know we're talking with the legend himself, the sweet genius, Chef Ron Ben Israel, in New York. And one of the last things that we wanted to talk about too, you get to that point where you, and I always think about this, you know, on a regular basis, that's what I do, is I interview the personalities of the food world. Oftentimes, many of them are celebrities, and it's really great to see some of them using that as a platform to affect change, to help people, to kind of share things, to support causes and those things. You have the ability to create celebrities in your cakes on a regular basis that can be, like I said, honored guests at events and or star attractions at things. And so let's talk about some of the ways that you're doing this, whether it's, you know, icing smiles, whether it's City Harvest, some of the ways you're using what it is that you do and kind of putting those cakes to work for good.
Right. I'm so glad and grateful that you brought it up. A lot of people are generous and they donate money many times for political causes. But City Harvest, which is the first organization in the world that was created by chefs and media people in New York City over 25 years ago, was designed to curb hunger. And what they did is they started collecting food, leftover food from restaurants and hotels, and distributing it to soup kitchens. And today, the organization is a model for many organizations like that all over the world. And it's the biggest one in the United States. So we have fleets of vans and large kitchens where we collect a lot of food. And, of course, it takes a lot of money to sustain such an organization. So one way is we do galas and fundraisers where thousands of people would attend a culinary night where all the chefs will prepare food and also will auction off special cakes and goods during that event to raise money to sustain the organization. But another way that I found to raise funds are, we offer, many times we will have a couple that would want a very, very tall cake, and you really would need that much cake. So we build in additional tiers of cake that will be picked up by City Harvest the next day and distributed to the homeless and the hungry. And that way the celebrants have a way to do charity while they celebrate, and they basically share the joy and plenty.
I think it's a great opportunity. It's great to be aware of it and to be able to use what it is you do to kind of, you know, raise awareness. I think that's one of the most powerful things. You mentioned it, you know, and there's a lot of generous people out there, and certainly there's a lot of ways to support causes, and that is a great one as well. You know, people kind of give of their financial resources, but if you can do something that inspires greater than the sum of the parts, so to speak, right, inspires other people to do the same and then be able to raise awareness too of whatever the issue is in the first place, I think that's fantastic.
Yes, and there's so many. So bakers love to be involved in the community. We are serving people who celebrate the occasions. So an organization was formed called Icing Smiles, where the tagline is "We are baking a difference."
Nice. I've got to recognize that is a very nice one.
So the website is icingsmiles.org, and most of the members are bakers, pastry chefs, cake designers, and they try to provide cakes and create a smile on faces of babies and children who are living with terminal or very serious maladies and diseases. So we want to create smiles through our baking.
You know, what we're going to do is we're going to have links to both of those, whether it's Icing Smiles or whether it's City Harvest. We're going to have links up at WGNRadio.com. And before we let you go, you want to share any different information about the classes, information about the website, maybe reinforce again the blog, the kind of things where people, because I always love to show how people can keep up with all your adventures, but when they can get sort of that inside look into the day-to-day stuff, I think that's special.
Yeah, thank you for offering that. It's very easy to reach us through our main website, weddingcakes.com. It's one word in plural. The reason I got weddingcakes.com is because nobody knew who I was, and my friend said, let's just register weddingcakes.com so people can find you.
Because you're the sweet genius. That's the kind of thing right now. It makes you, I didn't know if you knew at the time. You knew, of course, it is what it is. It says what it does. It makes a lot of sense. That's amazing, though, right? I mean, how valuable is that now? Have you ever looked at it? You know, sometimes they have a site that says, you know, your website or your domain is worth whatever. It's got to be incredible.
Probably quite profitable. And, you know, one way, because luckily over the years I've created a reputation for myself and my work, eventually I wouldn't mind giving away that name. So maybe that would be a great way for charity to auction the name.
Oh, wow. Well, we'd have to find the biggest and best occasion, because you can only do that once. But the one thing you can do is you can see him on a regular basis. If you are lucky enough to be in the room with one of his creations, you are very fortunate. If you're lucky enough to have it be one that you've ordered and helped design, you are truly fortunate. And weddingcakes.com is the website. And then, so Chef, any other places? Are you doing any events? Are you going to be doing any more TV? I know we love to see you. The fans always are excited about that.
I really would love to do more TV. It's a matter of timing, because most of my time is here at the bakery. And I do travel. I have two ways that I lecture and demonstrate. One is through cake conventions. Believe it or not, almost every week around the world, there'll be some kind of a cake congress, a convention devoted to sweets. It's endless. So the next big one that I'm doing is called L.A. Cookie Con. Believe it or not,
nice.
It's a cookie con. I think it's going to be our fourth year, and it's going to be held in February 9th, 10th, and 11th in L.A. in the big convention center. So one way is to be there, and I usually demonstrate and do a presentation and meet thousands of people. Last time, we had 15,000 visitors.
Wow.
So, amazing. People love cake and cookies and sweets. So I do a few of those around the year. Last one already passed in October in Orlando. And also they're becoming popular around the world. So I occasionally go to Paris or London to do some of these. And also I enjoy speaking to the wedding community, the party planners, the organizers. So these are usually more dedicated to the professionals who later serve the public, but they are always interested to know about trends and so forth. So through social media, our Facebook, Instagram, they all have the same handle, RBI Cakes for short. I don't assume that people would spell my name correctly, so RBI Cakes, the website, and the blog is connected to the website. The name of the blog is As the Cake Turns.
Ah, that's so good.
I was trying to do my Dane Neal shtick, you know, like, what would the Dane call a new blog? That's what I came up with.
That's what I would call it. That's what it definitely gets my stamp of approval, as of course all of your creations do for people around the world. It is no surprise that people love cakes. They love sweets. They love the opportunity to interact with you. Cookie Con out in Los Angeles in February. I'm sure you'll be running into our mutual friend Duff out there as well. And for those people,
yes. Oh, you should see both of us together.
What do you guys do? I can imagine. So New York is one thing, and of course he's an East Coast guy from Baltimore. But when you guys are there on the beach, are you on the sand? You got the towels out? You know, are you just relaxing,
no,
getting some sun?
We are both hams. We like being on stage. We like meeting people. And I think last time we did, 2 years ago, we were together in the LA Cookie Con. They had to call security to get us off the stage. We just didn't want to leave.
Oh my gosh, that is, oh my gosh. All right, well, we love what you do. You know, we are not alone. So many people around the world. WeddingCakes.com is the place to get all the information. RBI Cakes on social media as well. So I want to wish you a happy holidays. Enjoy everything you're doing, including all of the work, helping all of the people. We'll have links as well. And Chef Ron Ben Israel, thanks so much for being on WGN today.
Thank you, Dane. You are the radio chef. You know, chef means a master, so you are the master of what you do. Always a pleasure to talk to you.